This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
About it in the Wall Street Journal, it's already too late.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways.
The only problem you're going to have is that you didn't buy more.
Let me lock in that trade right now and get back to you with my secretary with an exact confirmation.
Okay, buy or sell time. This is something I want to do every Monday. And this will be a better picture after we have football games to talk about. But I'm going to do the stock watch for the big six. My big six is Broncos, Wyoming, Colorado State, Colorado, Northern Colorado, and Air Force. And so every Monday, we're going to do a portion of this. Whose stock is up? Whose stock are you buying? Whose stock are you selling? So this is what I'll do. We'll just go through it. Wyoming Cowboys stock. Are we buying it or are we selling it today? They play on Thursday against Akron. I'm actually buying a little bit of this stock. Buying a little bit of this stock today. I think they're going to win Thursday. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that, but they play Thursday. You buying any Wyoming stock, Mike?
What's the spread on this? Did I get the word right?
I think it's like a 7-point spread.
Okay, so
is that right?
I will buy that stock, but this will be a play with stock. So, if the stock goes up or down, it's going to be one of those ones. And I'm like, yeah, oh, well, I tried.
7-point spread. Wyoming started at 8.5. Now it's a 7-point
spread. This is not going to be my retirement stock. If you understand what my meaning.
Buying Colorado State stock? Probably not, since they play Washington this weekend.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
If the game gets out of hand,
mm-hmm.
like not... The Huskies win by 20. I'm talking about in the third quarter, it's looking like Texas from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Is the popcorn, is Jay Norvell Redenbacher's popcorn popping a little bit?
Like in a negative way?
Because
it's hot. He's on the hot seat.
He's on the hot seat.
Yes.
Some of it, we hear some pops every now and then.
Yes. Yes. Because that's not Texas we're dealing with.
And we're dealing with Washington, who I
you like don't even think they're going to be a top 25 team.
Oh, no, no. I would love them to. But I think Washington's probably, they're going to get an all right bowl game.
I'm selling the stock today. And I am freaking out a little bit if they get beat by as much as you're saying right there. Yeah, I think Rams fans should be scared.
Well, they're now down by 63. During ABC News, Huskies just put up another touchdown.
I don't think so. Boy, I don't know where I'm going on that. Do I pick? I'm not picking the Rams to win. I'll tell you that. I will. The question will be: Do they cover the spread? But today, I'm selling the stock because I don't know that much, and I'm not that confident that CSU is a big stock earner, big stock producer.
Well,
at
you've taken quite a loss on this stock because you've had their stock for a long time.
Yeah,
and it just keeps.
I bought their stock last year. I was a big time buyer in their stock.
Well, what you might want to do is hold on to it and hope that it goes back up. But you know, it's possible that this business just completely gets wiped out.
Yeah, I'm
and
selling
you're holding
some
on to useless paper.
I'm selling some of that. The Bears. You buying some of their stock?
Oh, I'm buying their stock.
Whoa!
I buy that they win at least 4 games this year.
That's good. That's better.
But we were talking about this over the break. if UNC wants to be taken seriously, they have to win two of their games before the halfway mark, and they have to win two games after the halfway mark. They if they win three before the halfway mark, that's great.
Hey,
They have to go from one impressive, unexpected victory, which a lot of those came from turnovers. A lot of the reason why they won was turnovers.
Yeah, this is a team with like their eighth string quarterback that beat a ranked Weber State team at the time last year. And then their
offensive line was
Abilene Christian that they played here in Greeley, and it came down to that freaking long field goal. And they lost like a 50-plus yard field goal. They battled against CSU. I don't know if they were in danger of winning that game, but it was a 10-point game in the third. I'm buying stock in the UNC Bears right now.
Yeah. And I think that they can get four wins. I think that they can get five wins. You said that their offensive line is more beefy now. Not like, you
Seems
know,
like
I went
it.
To McDonald's beefy, but like I'm
Tough.
Eating healthy
Strong.
Food and like real steak.
I'm eating like clean
beefy.
Proteins, clean meats, and
yes.
I'm not putting sauces and bread all over that thing.
Not
I'm
like,
eating.
You know, I went to Taco Bell and then put like some hot dogs on there, like real food.
Yeah. Go Poke says, hold on the Bears. I want to buy because I like lamb. Yeah, you got to be careful because I do a weekly podcast with Ed, and I have to really try to separate myself because you get close, you know, and you want to buy. But I'm buying it, and we'll see where that stock is come next Monday.
So you're going to buy it, but you're going to kind of put a stop loss on it. So if it starts going down, you're like, sell at some point.
The Colorado Buffaloes.
I'm not buying stock on them. This weekend, I think they...
Oh, if they beat Georgia Tech, you should start buying some
Georgia
stock.
Georgia Tech, yeah. I'm going to buy that stock, absolutely.
I think this would be a big win for the Buffs, because I think Georgia Tech, I like their quarterback, man. I like their running back, too, who Big Hub said he knew a little bit about. And Jamal Haynes, you got Jamal Haynes and you got Haynes King at quarterback, Jamal Haynes at running back. He had 944 yards last year, but he was battling injuries. Haynes King was battling some injuries, but he had a 7-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio, 11 rushing touchdowns. So I expect there to be a lot of running quarterback stuff going on Friday night.
I do not buy the stock in CU. I'm going to have to get more information on this business to see. I'm going to need a few weeks of the CU Buffs performing well. What does Big Hub have to say? Does he have more insider information
on the
a Georgia dude?
He said the running back's pretty legit.
Oh, really?
That running back's pretty legit.
Hey,
and if he can stay healthy, he'll be even more legit.
Maybe he can help the Broncos have a running game next preseason.
I'm not worried about the run game yet, Mike.
No, I'm
don't,
not.
Don't, yeah. Oh, you're a little worried about the running backs. You're a little worried.
It was preseason, Brady.
I'm with you. I don't care. More than half the teams are like, I don't care. So,
I mean, the offensive, like, they didn't get any push up front and running. No.
Albright. Benjamin Albright's a little concerned about that offensive line.
We're fine.
We'll be fine. Broncos. Are we buying or selling stock on the Denver Broncos? I know you're putting everything. You're selling all your Legos just so you can buy more Broncos stock.
Look, this is what it is. This is where the stock is. If you're going to want to buy one stock, you don't spend it on Netflix. Like, I know like five people, they only buy one stock and it's Netflix. You don't buy stock in Netflix. You buy stock in the Denver Broncos. Like that's
I'm buying Broncos stock. I've got them 6-2 right now, so
buy the stock. Like, spend your life savings. I know that's your financial advisor says that's a bad idea.
Yeah, this
diversify.
This is an interesting text from the 931. I watched Portland State this weekend, and the Bears definitely can beat them. Portland State lost to Tarleton State Texans 42-0.
Can you repeat that?
State Texans beat the Portland State Vikings 42-0.
I don't understand. That doesn't. Are you speaking Spanish? That doesn't make sense.
I don't know what that is, but they lost. So yeah, I mean, that should be two wins at least.
I think I'm Tarleton State deficient. I need to see my doctor. What is a Tarleton State?
It's a Texan.
Is that the character from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air who
it might
used
be.
To dance during "It's Not Unusual to Be Loved"? Like that's. Oh, it's Carlton, sorry.
Carlton dance.
Carlton.
Yeah. Brought by Go Pokes. Go Pokes thinks Bo Nix is the best quarterback in the NFL right now. Second best.
Go Pokes, I agree with you on that. Bonix is the man.
Air Force plays Bucknell. Bucknell. I'm buying that stock. I'm buying Air Force stock today, folks. I'm buying it. I may be upset on Monday, but I'm buying Air Force stock.
I'm buying. Is it on that beautiful campus, or are they going to Bucknell, wherever that is?
Bucknell is what we're going to call him.
Bucknell.
They are at home.
Are they? It would make me so happy if they were in the middle of the Rust Belt, because then you have the Rust Belt. Bucknell.
These are the Bucknell Bison right now. The Bucknell Bison. So Air Force, we're buying. Did I get everybody?
I think it would be great if Air Force just blew them out, so you could say Air Force belted Bucknell.
So on the 25th of August, this Monday, I'm buying stock in the Cowboys. I'm selling a little bit of my stock shares on CSU. I'm selling a little bit of my stock shares on CU. I'm buying a little bit on UNC. I'm buying Air Force, and I'm buying the Broncos.
And you said you're buying Air Force by a lot.
I think so, yeah.
I think everybody should sell their stock.
I don't have a line.
CSU, because I think they're going to have a new coach at the end of the season.
Maybe. I'm buying. I don't know what the line is for Air Force and Bucknell, but matchup predictor on ESPN has Air Force at a 96.9% chance of winning the game.
I wonder how much tickets cost for the game.
Bucknell?
Bucknell's.
Against the Bucknell's, Bison?
Yeah, the Bison. Will they be selling Bison burgers?
At least they're doing the Buffalo Bison thing the right way.
Okay, one thing I've always wondered, like, is it a bad thing if you're a Bison fan to eat Bison burgers? Or is that like a celebratory thing? Well, it's Saturday, so I'm going to celebrate my team by eating some Bison.
I don't think it's a bad thing if you eat... If you eat your mascot, isn't that the Oregon Ducks? Wasn't that a commercial?
Yeah,
on the guy brought duck or something. They're like, you can't do that. Oh, it's a little different, maybe. How about this one, Mike? So this is separate from our teams here. Coastal Carolina is offering free concessions.
Oh, they're doing that again
for every 2025 home game with the purchase of a ticket. This is not just students.
Oh, wait, no, that's right. I did hear this.
Yeah.
I thought they did they do that last year during a bowl game or something?
I think it was like one game. So they're going to do the offer will provide ticket purchasing patrons hot dogs, nachos, popcorn, and fountain drinks at no extra cost. Fans will be able to acquire 4 items per concession stand visit. And there is no limit to the number of trips an individual can make. But is this like... I mean, are these hot dogs like, what was it, Lunch Ladyland? Today's Salisbury steak is tomorrow's Sloppy Joe. Are these hot dogs from, like, you know, last year?
Maybe.
It's like what the Rockies do when they give away their free hot dogs. They're, like, from last week. They couldn't get rid of them, so they just...
And, like, that meat's questionable anyway. We all know meat is made from, like, the entrails of several
I don't care.
Animals,
I love hot dogs.
But they taste delicious.
I love hot dogs. I don't care. I don't care what's in them. So alcoholical beverages, and third-party vendors are not included in the promotion.
Yeah, well, people are going to buy beer with this free food.
Right.
Like, I think this is an experiment that's probably going to go well.
You buy in it then? You buy this experiment?
Oh, yeah. I think you probably had some people in a boardroom going like, oh, how can we do this? We're not getting ticket sales. And then someone was like, well, we're not selling a lot of food, but maybe we can get some beer by giving away some of, like, they're probably going to give you, like, small nachos and a small hot dog. And then, like, the beer is going to be, like, $47.
These are, like,
You're really not getting, like, that much of a value, but who cares? You're showing up, and it's game day, and you're cheering for your team with really awful uniforms. By the way,
it's quite the gimmick. I just, like, how much does that cost the university?
I don't think it's going to cost, like, it's going to be a small hot dog. I don't think it's going to cost
too much.
But
it's 4 items per visit, and there's no limits to how many visits you can take. What's to stop you from...
They're going to be tiny hot dogs. They're going to be those little...
Yeah, those little...
microwave things.
Yeah. What's to stop you from going up there and getting your four things, handing it to a buddy, going back through, handing it to a buddy, going back through, like... I don't know, but
some people who do that, but there's probably some security.
Well, if
there.
if you could sell, if your beer sales go up, that's the ticket. Any restaurant you talk to is like, yeah, I'm great giving away free food, but I can't give away like gift cards to alcohol. It doesn't count for your alcoholical beverage intake.
Also, I wonder how big the sign Oscar Mayer Wiener is going to have on the stadium.
Well, yeah, that might be part of it.
Making some money.
That might be part of it, because if you can get fans, in the, like, that's an incentive right there. Because what do we say? Well, the ticket sales alone or ticket costs alone are crazy. But then when you get to the game, you know, the concessions are ridiculous. Nobody's eating there because it's so much money. I'm curious to see how this one goes.
Screw the Chick-fil-A I ordered this morning. I want an Oscar Mayer Wiener now. This is like this. Whenever we talk about food, like I've noticed last week I made a fried chicken joke.
Oh, it was a joke.
Yeah.
You made a joke.
Well, like I realized I made that joke because I've been craving fried chicken like for 2 weeks. Like every time I make a joke about food, usually it's because I've been craving that food. And by the way, Greeley Evans District 6, no one goes to your high school games. If you want to get people going to your high school games, maybe do this. Like, the only time people show up to their stadiums is when Greeley West plays Greeley Central. But I've been to a couple of their games to see my niece and nephew do some stuff. And like at halftime, and like it's just me and my dad and a couple of parents and the cheerleaders and the band. Mm-hmm. There's no one else out there. Like, not even the visiting team will bring their parents. It's just like...
I mean, if you can swing it, then yeah, I'm buying it. I'm just curious to see if this turns out to be a really great deal and you're making money off of it, then yeah, everyone would start to do it in hopes that they're selling beers at a record level and they're selling tickets at a record level.
That
would be
that
interesting.
At the high schools.
No,
at the
well, yeah, you're talking about high school. They're not making money. I don't care about that. I'll buy some Wyoming stock this week, says John. I was almost born in Wyoming. Well, that's one reason to play with your money.
Was he born in Colorado or the not as good state of Wyoming?
I think that's a good point too, John. I bet you there's 100% markup on that beer too. Yeah, beer's going to be pretty expensive if you want to have a beverage. But you go to a game and you're over 21, you have to have a beer, right?
Unless you don't like beer.
You're like one of the rare people I know that doesn't like beer.
Yeah, like I want
a
Mountain Dew. Like when I go to a game, actually when I go to a game, if the Broncos are selling Orange Crush, I'm getting an Orange Crush.
Okay. But you're not buying beer.
No.
Most people like a beer and a hot dog. Like I don't know how many people will go back multiple times. It seems like a lot of work and you're not really sitting down and you're carrying all that stuff. It's a lot of work to go back for free food.
Plus the bathroom line.
Yeah.
The bathroom line can be awful. Like you're going to miss some of the game if you don't do it strategically.
Right. So you're not like, if you're buying the tickets and you want to watch, you actually care about watching football, odds are you're not buying tickets if you're just there for the, like, oh, I'm only going to buy tickets so I can get free food. I don't know if that's that big of a must do for you, but
and now
it might incentivize you if you're on the fence of like, I don't know, ticket sales and or ticket costs and food. Oh, wow. Concessions are free outside of alcohol. I'll take this in and you could fill that up. And what are you also doing? If you can fill the stadium up, you make a lot of those players look around and go, man, this is a magical place to play. And that's a good selling point to recruits.
And you can get people buying stuff at the store. I mean, yeah, the jerseys
True.
Are overpriced, but like,
but you
can't,
might take a chance.
You can't leave without going to the store. I like every time I go to a Broncos game, even though last time I went, the Broncos lost 7-3 to Kyle Orton and the Chiefs.
Oh yeah, I remember that game. It was a great game.
I died that day. Like I went to the store.
Yeah, you're gonna go. If you're just there in the stands, you're gonna walk around. You're gonna maybe buy some memorabilia. You're maybe gonna buy a beer. I would love to look at numbers on this and see how this ultimately goes. Yeah, I do definitely want a hot dog now. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. So it is game week, and the Lorado whiskey poll question of the day: who needs the big W on week one? the most. And this is picking up a lot of steam. And I love doing these Lorado Whiskey Poll questions of the day. And right now, for some reason, CSU is leading this. And I don't think it's CSU, honestly. But we'll get into that more on the other side. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Podcasts, sports schedule, and news. Go to 1310kfka.com.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
Boy, after I went on that 30-minute segment last, was it Thursday, about the Rockies? Are they a good team? Oof. Yeesh. They lost every game since that moment. But it is football season now. I mean, last weekend was football season, but it's really football season now. You got, monster games coming up. I am so pumped. Look at the top 25 games. I mean, again, Texas and Ohio State. Ohio State, so Texas is number one, and Ohio State is three, but Ohio State is favored by 1.5. Go Pokes asked buy or sell. Texas beats Ohio State this weekend in Columbus, Ohio. I would buy that. That is a very intriguing football game. What else do you kind of have on the Alabama and Florida State? Bama's a 13.5 point favorite. What else? Some of the other big ones. Oh, Clemson and LSU. Clemson's a I think they are a 4-point favorite over LSU. Yeah, there's some decent games already getting close. And then you have Sunday games, too. Virginia Tech and South Carolina play. The Gamecocks are an 8-point favorite. And then Sunday night on ABC, 5:30, or Sunday evening, Miami taking on Notre Dame. Miami's 10, Notre Dame is 6. Notre Dame is a 2.5-point favorite in that game. So there's, outside of the local matchups, there's already some juice to some of these football games. And I'm excited. Like, college football now is so intriguing. How this college football playoffs is going to look. Their new evaluation process for you play good teams, you lose, it's gonna weigh in. If you play bad teams and you win a lot, like we said last week, I don't know that Boise State is actually in the playoffs based on this new thing, even though they only lost one football game. But that's what I'll be curious to see. Like, how much a loss to a good team, a great team, impacts you, as opposed to you maybe had two or three tough opponents on your schedule for the week, for the year. How does that look going forward? So this is monumental territory for this season. I would imagine the ratings for these games are just going to blow the roof off of the place. So some really good national games I'm excited about. I'm just excited to get some stuff on paper, get some stuff on film, and see what these teams are made of. And our little stock watch that we're going to do, what each weekend holds for these teams in super important years. So Wyoming, Akron, CU, Georgia Tech. Pressure on the Bears to find a way to get the win. CSU and Washington. Yeah, if you pull that off, whoo-hoo. We're talking big things. We're talking, okay, if CSU beats Washington, Mike, Are we giving Jay Norvell a contract extension the next day if they beat Washington? Because he has another year left, but many believe that if this season goes south, then he won't make it to his final year on the contract. So if they beat Washington in week one, are you giving, they're 20-point dogs in this game, are you giving him a contract extension like the early that next week?
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. What you do is you go, wow.
Yeah, because Washington's going to be crap.
Washington had a really, really bad game. What's going on with Washington? What you have to do is you have to wait 7-8 games in the season. Like, I don't like contract extensions until the end of the season.
Yeah, but the case for that, Mike, is let's say they beat Washington. Washington turns out to be a pretty good team. And then you lose like one game. Heck, you go to the Mountain West Championship. We'll leave it at that. Jay Norvell's offers suddenly are going, the looks he's going to start getting now start to ramp up. And then if it's like, hey, you didn't believe in me in the middle part, do I want to return that favor now?
That's why you have to have discussions in the middle of the season. Just like, hey, you're doing a good job. Keep it up. If it keeps going this way, end of the season, we might renegotiate with you.
That would be the biggest upset for the local teams this weekend if CSU can beat Washington. Because Georgia Tech and CU, that seems almost like a pick 'em to me. I have been perplexed on where I'm going with that one. For those of you that follow all my picks, I don't just pick a winner or loser. We definitely go against the spread. And I do take points. I'll do all that stuff. But we're not just a winner or loser situation here. So,
just breaking news. Braden Fowler Nicolosi has been sacked for a safety. So Washington is now up 65-0.
You think it's going to be that bad? Do
no,
you really
no,
think?
No,
okay, give
think
me a give me a score prediction for Washington CSU.
I'm not good at score predictions, but I think Washington's
42 to what?
I think Washington will probably take their foot off the gas, and it'll end up being something like
42-17,
something like that. It'll probably end up being around the 20 mark, if not a little more.
That's why those spreads are always dangerous, because you don't, like, you could be up 36-0 at halftime, and then it's like, all right, call off the dogs, we're running the ball, playing prevent defense, and then next thing you know, CSU just scrapped 14 points out of nowhere.
Yeah, they got 14 points against your third stringers. You don't want your first stringers hurt. All your first stringers are laughing on the sidelines and drinking a lot of Gatorade, and your third stringers are like, yes.
But isn't there even more incentive now to continue to smack teams in the mouth?
Well, you've smacked them in the mouth.
Yeah,
you've already smacked them in the mouth.
36-14, you know. Does 56-14 increase that how they view that win?
It might. Maybe instead of taking them out in the third quarter, you take them out in
fourth
quarter.
I don't think you see a lot of teams be benching dudes in the third, unless they are like, seriously, it's like 56-0.
Yeah,
in the third.
if it's
and
so
I don't,
bad.
I don't see that happening.
And the other team just isn't moving the ball. Like, they're just not moving the ball.
I'm just
and you're,
ready.
You're moving the ball at will.
Yeah.
Third quarter, if you're up 56-0, just like, eh. It's so embarrassing, and I don't want my guy to get hurt or pull a muscle because he's not drinking enough water. He's going to get dehydrated.
Last year, Mike, even after Colorado State got smoked by Texas and, you know, handled rather easily by CU, there was a part of me that said, I still think this team, given the upcoming schedule, this team will turn it around. I felt strongly about that. In fact, my picks showcased that. A lot of times I still took CSU. I took them to beat, at the time, a San Jose State team that appeared to be much better than the Rams. But the Rams beat San Jose State, and they won all the rest of their Mount West games, save for that final, or that was the second to last one, or whatever it was, against Fresno State. I don't have that same feeling this year. And I think that's primarily because, you know, obviously the returners. Not a lot of returning guys on defense. They have some projected big-time players, but I just don't have that same feeling about Colorado State. And I'm usually like a feeling guy. I go to practices. I watch certain players. I mean, I'm excited about Jackson Warren and BFN and how that can look. I worry that there's going to be a lot of turnovers by BFN, and this defense is going to be put in a bad spot in a lot of these games. It's going to be an interesting one, and I hope I'm 100% off on this and CSU makes it a game against Washington. They could.
I mean, it's possible. Anything's possible. You know, if BFN has like a bad game, what people should start saying is that old 1980s commercial. Where's the beef?
No.
Where's the BFN?
No. That was... Are these going to get better, hopefully?
Oh, they're going to get better. By the way, as a person who doesn't drink a lot of water and whose muscles always hurt, I'm assuming that if you don't drink a lot of water, you pull muscles. So don't give me a hard time. I don't know anything about sports injuries because I only watch sports. I don't play sports.
You could have fooled me. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. All right, coming up as we wrap up, get close to wrapping this up, we'll kind of recap the weekend that was, too, on the football side of things, again, for the Broncos and the Rockies. Are we done? Am I done paying attention to the Rockies? I think so. I think I'm done, officially. But we'll see. You know, who knows? Maybe they can still get hot and in the like we said, get to 47 wins at the end of the season, and you're kind of like, all right, yeah. But you know, getting smoked by Pittsburgh was a rough look. 40 after the hour. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
On the Rocks Liquor, bringing us our game beer of the week. It's Margarita Monday with Yuzi Margs. $2 off, 4 flavors to choose from, served ice cold. Oh, so that's just the margarita deal. Our beer of the week is from Shock Top, Twisted Pretzel. Like Shock Top, it's good. Good beer. A delicious wheat ale with a pretzel twist. 6-pack for $10.99. Great stuff, as always, from On the Rocks Liquors. Check out the Margarita Monday. The Yuzi Margs, $2 off, 4 flavors to choose from, served ice cold. Coming up on September 2nd, Micah, the UNC Bears volleyball coach, Lindsey Oates, has invited me, yes, me, Brady Hull, to do the honorary first serve. It's going to be UNC and CSU. Yeah, oh, I'm launching this thing. Get out of here with making fun of me. It is going to be a jump serve. 100%. And this thing, I hope they have thick walls there at Bank of Colorado Arena, because there's a good chance that I send the ball not only over the net, but through the wall. And it'll be rolling out into the parking lot and probably cause an accident.
Oh, it's going to go right into the net.
Oh, no.
I would recommend getting together with some of those phenomenal players and having a few of those ladies teach you how to do so.
Oh, no, I can do it. I have no issue at all. No concern. Zero concern.
I would recommend it. I would recommend it just so you don't embarrass yourself.
There's zero chance of me embarrassing myself.
Yeah, because
this will
you're
be the most
together,
crisp serve
like,
you've ever
one
seen.
One of those young ladies they're going to teach you how to do it. They're going to say, do it like this, and then mm-hmm. you're going to hit it right over. And then
bye-bye,
you're going to be kind of like one of those Juana Man situations where like you're so good that
nice
you
try.
Dress up like a lady and
okay.
join the girls
getting weird now.
Haven't you seen that movie? I haven't.
No, but I remember Ladybugs.
I don't know what that
Rodney
is.
Rodney Dangerfield and the other guy. Yeah, Ladybugs. Look it up.
Is it like that same situation
yeah.
where it's like
put on a wig and
yeah.
Okay. Like that was 90s, man.
Yeah.
You could get away with murder in the 90s.
Yeah. Air Bud.
There's no rule against having a dog on the team. There's no rule against having
which is ridiculous.
Underage kid on the team, and like the government doesn't care.
Oh, like Rookie of the Year?
Yeah.
Rookie of the Year?
And then also there was the one with the Bow Wow Yippity Yop kid.
I don't know what that means.
Little Bow Wow, back when he was Little Bow Wow.
Why did you say Yippity Yop? What does that mean?
Because I don't like hip-hop.
Okay. Lindsey Oates will be joining us Wednesday. They're wanting to pack the bank. That game is going to be huge. I'm excited about it.
All your fans are going to show up.
All four of them.
All of them.
All four fans will be there at that game, I'm sure.
And what day of the week is that?
I think it's Tuesday. I got to be there at 5:30 Tuesday to warm up and just kind of prepare myself mentally. I'm going to wear my Nikola Jokic shoes, so we'll be fine. But I am launching that volleyball. Goodbye, volleyball.
Right.
Hope you had its bags are packed. It's ready to go home. I'm going to send it home.
Right into the net.
No.
It belongs in the net.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Right in the net.
All right, 48 minutes after the hour. No, it's going to happen. I'm not going through the net. Definitely doing the jump serve. I'll be a little nervous, I'll admit. I'll be a little nervous. There's probably going to be a lot of people there. Because you got CSU fans, not far travel. UNC fans like to show out for their volleyball team. And two great coaches. 48 after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. What did we learn? Coming up next.
The spotlight is focused on Resurrection Christian. Learn all about Cougar football tonight at 5 on KFKA. Presented by Clearwater Products.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Coloradoan. You are listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I love it. First week of preparations for football, and our poll question is absolutely on fire. Got this text. Deion is making over $10 million per year, plus other benefits. If losing to Georgia Tech is a possibility, and the expectation is to barely make a bowl game, then they significantly overpaid him. That is why they need to win most, in my opinion. They're paying Nick Saban money for a head coach that is... They're paying Nick Saban money for a head coach that is picked to barely squeak into a bad bowl game. Well, I just think, again, you're replacing two of the bigger name college football players. I mean, I don't know that a team has felt so empty without two of their players in so long. Like, those guys meant the world to them, so there's got to be some grace there, right? Texter here says, if the Bears lose to Chadron State, can their spirits be revived? Ooh. Yeah, sure, it's a long season. Buy or sell coming up. What do you guys got for me? What do you have for buy or sell? It's a whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.